Brothers, may God bless you. Good afternoon. It's already late. Right. Good afternoon, huh? It's already late. Today we are going to Today Begins. Well, November already started a few days ago, but every month we change the topic. We are starting with a new series every beginning of the month. And on this occasion, well, today is the first Sunday of November. Let's start with a new theme. And this month, we are going to talk about strength, of strength in God. So, we will be talking these Sundays about strength in God today. We are going to. Let's start then with this, series. And well, hey, let's say a prayer. And let's start then with the preaching, with the time of the Word of God in this, afternoon. Father, we thank you for the life that you grant us. We thank you, Lord, because you allow us to have your word, because you allow us to read, sir, your facts, because they allow us to know you through your word, because we can know what you are like. What do you think, sir? How do you act? Thank you. Thank you for this great blessing of having your word, sir. Now today, in this afternoon, this month, we are starting this month, this new series, we ask, sir, of your wisdom. We ask for your understanding of your enlightenment to understand, sir, deeper. What is your strength? What is it, sir? Be strengthened in you. Thank you for each of my brothers who is listening to this message. Thanks, Dad, because you allow us to be here today, present to listen. Father, we ask that, hey, this word of fruit of our life, may you, sir, put the right words in my mouth so that I can communicate faithfully your word in this. In this afternoon, we leave this time in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well then, first mention that, well, it is a blessing to be here at this time with you and start this new series that is to talk about strength. This is the theme, strength in God. So, let's start today. Talk a little in general about what strength is. And well, then, we know the word strength. There is a family of words that, because they are family, truth that they have to do with the word strength. What are they? Words that also begin with the letter F. What would be strength? Would be strong. That's where the family is from. Of strength, like they are cousins. Like they are family, like they know each other. Like together they give a similar meaning. And the word strength, well, it has to do with something strong then. It has to do with something that gives strength. I don't know if you have ever known that when there have been wars, when some empires or armies are clashing, they have some shelter places, some safe places, and they call those strengths, because in them they have security. Because where is the strength? It is where they can be protected. It's where they know they can have some peace of mind. In the middle of the war, that is a strength. And it is interesting. I find the word strength interesting in this. In this context of war or difficulties, because it's basically, that is the meaning of strength. Something that gives security. Something that has the ability to be strong. Something that can protect, because it fulfills the will of God. It is something that is not humanly possible. We are incapable of that. Moses couldn't, Jeremiah couldn't, Paul couldn't either, and neither can we. Humanly, no one can. We can when we come to the understanding that as to understanding, and we believe about God is with us, as he told it to Moses, as he said it to Jeremiah. That is a strength in that sense. When we understand that God is the one who puts the words, and when we understand that the Lord is the one who strengthens us. Is there the summit point? Is there? It was never about them. It was never about Pablo. It was never about Moses. It was never about Jeremiah. It was about what God wanted to be through them and what he did through them. For that reason,
talking about an army,
Paul becomes one of the pillars of the church. Christian, because she believed that God was who? I was doing the work through.
Because he understood that God was the one who strengthened him.
Because he understood. He believed that God truly was the one who commanded
him. That is why Jeremiah becomes a great prophet.
Because he believes that God is the one who gives him the word.
Because he believes that God is with him.
Of war, that is a strength and comes from strength.
Because he believed the words of God.
And the same with Moses.
Believe the words of God.
I will be with you and I will put the words.
The three believed God.
And that is why they fulfilled his will.
Because they believed God.
Because they believed when he told them.
I will be with you when he told them.
I will give you the words when God
comes from something that is strong.
The Lord Jesus told the apostle
Paul. My grace is enough for you.
The three believed God.
That is why all three can fulfill.
Not because they have the ability to.
But because the three believed God.
That's why I say Philippians 4.
13 taught us a much deeper truth.
What to say a yes.
I can achieve my dreams.
And in that fortress there is protection.
There is security.
Because Christ strengthens me.
Because I can do everything.
He's not saying that.
Is not talking about our dreams.
He is talking about the will of God.
Is talking about
learn to be content in God.
It was never about theirs as men.
It was always about God and what he did in them.
They did something, they achieved something,
it was because God,
he granted them.
And because God
gave them the ability to do it.
God gave them the words and God gave them the strength
of that time
that Paul speaks of.
It is strength to live what God commands.
What God asks.
Live your will.
It is the same strength as Moses and Jeremiah.
They knew they didn't have.
In that fortress talking about war,
they knew they didn't have that strength
to make the decisions they had to make,
to say the things they had to say.
The three realized
that
they did not
only
have that from God.
They believed.
I say again to the words of God.
I'll be with you.
I will give you the words.
Neither Paul nor Moses nor Jeremiah nor anyone.
They're the commanders.
They never could, they alone, they could never, but
when God strengthens them,
that can achieve things.
Once again, it was never about them,
neither about their abilities nor how good they were.
But what God was doing through them,
and what God told them to do,
if God told them to do something,
debemos de ser sinceros, como personas,
it was because God was going to give them what they need to do it,
the army,
and Anand well. We already talked about Moses.
We talk about Jeremiah, and we talk about
Paul. Yes, they were great men of God, and they are here.
Una persona que puede resistir,
and they already passed and now off.
Very good, good for them.
And now
si,
what with me?
Si fuéramos más fuertes, si tuviéramos más fortaleza,
that with
quizá
us.
Podríamos afrontar de mejor manera las
well,
cosas
look,
de la vida.
Things are not very
it's basically the same.
Fortaleza, quizá,
can be
en medio
protected
de las
to think again.
Tendríamos más calma.
Like we said,
God's strength is to fulfill his will,
to be able to fulfill what he commands us.
What things does he send us?
Forgive. Leave sin. Amar. Resolve difficulties. Share the gospel. Look for the war tactics.
En ese sentido, la fortaleza moral,
to the people we have had problems
física.
With and solve them.
Tener un lugar de resguardo,
That's what he sent them to carry messages. He sent them to preach. He commands us to forgive. He sends us wrong. He also sends us to preach. And let's be honest. None of us mentioned it a while ago. None of us can achieve that. Things, similar things. None of us can genuinely love. None of us can genuinely forgive. None of us. Being honest, we'll have the will to go and ask for forgiveness when we did wrong, because that's how we are. Nor do we have the will to treat, to go fix things when they did wrong to us. One can also have certain types of strength. No one has that desire. Normally, we do not have that desire that of forgiving, to leave the sin of to resolve. That's why I say we lack strength in life, because we don't have the strength to do it. And that's the important point, that we do not have the strength, that we do not have the capacity,
that we do not have the strength
at home. We can try and we can do it, and we can. Try to love. But the important point is that, that just like these big men we talked about, they didn't have the strength. U.S. neither. We are just like them. In the situation that we do not have
the capacity, we are the same,
but the issue here is, hey, the house can be a fortress. That just as God strengthened and enabled us to, empowers us and strengthens us. The point here is to do the same thing they did. Believe God truly that matter. That He is with us. That He gives us the ability to. And believe that He gives us strength. Because if I doubt it, if I don't believe it. So, family of friend, that's where the is. The summit point. We do not have the capacity, that
we don't have
it the same as them.
No one
strength
has
can only come from God. It only comes from Him. If we lack strength to make decisions, it is because we have not resorted to whom can give us strength, or because we have not believed. A person can be such a strength because he can give us strength. So the issue is this. The thing is the same for those great men of God. What did they do and what has already happened? The issue is the same for us. God sends us to fix our life, to put our lives in order to forgive love. Anything that may come to mind, where one finds some security, God sends us that. But we will not achieve it if we do not understand this matter, that He is the one who gives us the strength to do it. It's not about us. It's about God and us. We don't have the ability.
But God does, and that is the point.
What we believe and need to believe,
that He can give us the strength to solve it,
to love, to forgive, to reconcile relationships. One finds some peace. God is the one who has the capacity for that.
Stand up, and let's finish with one point, one sentence.
Father, we thank You this afternoon for Your word. We thank You, sir. The sign that You give us, that You are with us. Help us, Lord, to truly, genuinely believe that You give us capacity. Lord, we see our life. We see where we have failed, where we have failed You, where we haven't been able to deal with
things. Find a safe place.
We have not been able to deal with.
We have not been able to deal with problems.
We haven't been able to deal with forgiving. With loving. Sir, and we are realizing that this is something
that is
not
humanly possible,
comes from You, and that just as great men in the faith they did. You can do it through us. Sir, thank You for Your word. And so, we beg You, help us to believe
in Your words in You,
in the fact that You can do it in us. Help us realize that truly
we are incapable.
that we lack strength, that we lack strength.
Yo estaré contigo.
And that can only come from you. Help us realize our inability, of our need for you. It is no coincidence that
thank you, sir, for this word you have given us.
Help us, Lord, to believe, to truly believe that only you, you can strengthen us, that only you can give us the ability. Thank you, sir, for your word, and thank you for this time that you have given us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Those places are called fortresses. Because it gives security, because it gives peace,
because it gives strength. Promptly,
strength is the ability of a thing to sustain, endure, or resist something. That's of a strength. I will mention it again for one of a thing to sustain. Endure or resist something. And, well, this is talking about physical strength, because there is also a moral strength. We as people have certain strengths, say.
Versículo 1 dice así.
Well, entonces Moisés stronger to resist diciendo, certain types of morally maybe for me.
Ellos no me creerán.
I don't know an example.
Dirán,
see,
no
one quick example.
Jehová.
What occurs to me about a little animal on the street? A person can feel very sensitive. Can a person be very, very sensitive?
To things in general.
To the difficulties of life. Someone can be very sensitive, and that can be a strength.
Y tómala por la cola,
can be a weakness.
Su mano y la tomó,
can be a strength because it is sensitive to, sensitive to people's needs.
Por esto te creerán,
but
se
it
te
can
ha
be a weakness. Because maybe people take advantage of
not then.
There are, yes,
is
there
the
moral strength
of
a person
or
bring suffering or hardship. It's basically the same. Nothing but one is physical strength, and another is a moral strength. When one is going through adversity, one
and
see that the person, it hasn't affected him that much. One can say, well, that person is very strong. Maybe it's strong.
La voz de la primera señal,
it may be that he is not strong and nothing is showing
si
strong. It may be, but there are
physical
these types of strength of a place of physical protection, or it can be a moral strength, a place of protection.
Sangre en la tierra.
Not necessarily physical, but it is moral that a person can be.
So that's what happens in life.
In life, there is strength. Physical strength, moral strength. And that's what generally happens
well,
in life.
Que Dios se le había aparecido,
having
y
this
iba a
as the first
Israel,
basis that the strength
is a place of protection.
Tenía que ir también con el faraón.
It's a place,
Moisés,
huh?
El gran hombre, el gran líder,
in this
uno
case,
de los
a place of protection.
Que tuvo
one where you find
Israel,
peace. Or that strength is also the ability to endure things. Let's start talking about this in more depth. We take this into account. Strength is the ability to resist, the ability to cope. How was it that I mentioned here I have the sustain, endure, or resist? That is a physical strength or a moral strength. So we must be sincere.
We would like to be
stronger. We would like to endure in a better way.
No.
The things that happen to us, we would like that. Maybe be someone's strength that someone saw in us. A place that a or a person
who can cope with
things. We would like to be stronger. And yes, if we were stronger and had more strength, maybe we could face it in a better way. Things of life. If we had more strength, maybe. Maybe we wouldn't lose our minds as quickly as we usually do if we had more strength. Because, well, at the end of the day,
it is better as you know.
Have peace.
Quitándose.
And have peace of mind in a
to be very strong.
I don't know if you've ever heard. That reason is better than force. Strength, in that sense, moral strength, is stronger than a physical fortress. Because you can have a safe place. But If you don't have physical strength to face things, moral strength.
Ahorita se está haciendo un lado.
Forgiveness to face things.
Entonces dijo Moisés a Jehová, it would be useless to have a place. Nunca he sido hombre de fácil palabra, ni
was physically
antes,
strong.
Desde que tú hablas a tu siervo,
if one does not have that moral strength, we must be honest. And the reality is that when we need that kind of moral strength, we need strength to make decisions.
Ahora, pues, ve.
We need strength to ask for forgiveness. We need strength to forgive. We need strength to say no. We are not so used to saying no. We almost always say yes to everything, because if we say no, well, maybe they see us badly. Sometimes it's good to say no, but we need strength. We need determination. We need strength. We need strength to face the things of life, consequences of things we have done, or new challenges that are. To come, we need strength. We need capacity. We need strength. And it would not be missing. Hence, the person now very
what he told us is that, yes, you can.
You just need to see inside yourself. You just need to believe in yourself. Will that be true? It will be true, but I just need to believe in myself to get ahead. Hello, hello, good after.
God bless you. So, surely,
there will be no shortage of people who can tell us that. Tell us you just need to believe in yourself. So, you can achieve it. You just need to see that you are capable. Capable of achieving great things. You just need to believe that you are,
that you can achieve anything you set your mind to.
Will that be true? It will be true that I just need to
make strong decisions.
It will be true that I only need to believe
the consequences of the decisions I have
or the new challenges that come. Will that be true? The truth is, no. Believing in yourself is not enough. Because oneself lacks strength.
We lack capacity. We lack capacity.
Our strength will always be insufficient because we are not capable. And the sample of that. This is sadly the moment we are in.
Things we have been carrying.
We carry them because we lack strength. Because we have no strength. Because we don't know how to say no.
So,
hey, this afternoon we want. I want us to review some passages. So that we notice this. So that we realize this. And reach an end point. An important final point, and the writing gives us an example, of which man is not capable. That's why I say it's not true, that we believe in ourselves. Let us see our capabilities. It's going to be more than enough. And the reality is that no. Because Scripture shows us that no. Because great men of faith, they were not capable. They were not able. And if we see them as great people who believed in God, one can say no, because I am
yes,
very far from that.
Great
and that they
God.
Had faith in God
they
and that they believed in God.
One can say well, because I am further away.
In the end they do, we are the same.
Let's first look at one of the characters.
More known. What is Moses? I'm going to ask you to open your Bible there, in Exodus chapter 3,
Exodus 3 verse 10.
Exodus 3:10. And we are going to read some verses.
I'm going to read them.
I'm going to ask you to follow me with your eyes.
Exodus chapter 3 verse 10.
Exodus 3:10 says as follows, "Come therefore now, and I will send you to Pharaoh."
God is speaking to Moses,
so that you can bring my people out of Egypt, the children of Israel. Then Moses responded to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and take him out of Egypt, to the children of Israel?" And he answered him, "Go because I will be with you,
and this will be a sign to you that I have
sent you. Brought the people out of Egypt. You will serve God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Behold, I come to the children of Israel and tell them,
the God of your fathers has sent me to you.
What is your name?" What will I answer? And God answered Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Furthermore, God said to Moses, thus you will say to the children of Israel, Jehovah the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, he has sent me to you, this is my name forever. With him I will be remembered from all centuries. Verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel and tell them, Jehovah the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob appeared to me saying, I have truly visited you, and I have seen what makes Egypt good for you. Now we go a little further in chapter 4. Verse 1 says like this, then Moses responded by saying, behold, they will not believe me. They will not even hear my voice, because they will say, Jehovah did not seem to you. And the Lord said, hey, what is that you have in your hand? And he answered a rod. He told him to throw it on the ground, and became a snake. And he threw it on the ground, and Moses fled from her. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and grab it by the tail. And he stretched out his hand and took it, and became rod. In his hand, for this they will believe you, because Jehovah has seemed to you. Ah, that's why they will believe that Jehovah resembles you. The God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and God of Jacob, he also told her, now put your hand in your breast, hand into her bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow, and he said, put your hand back into your breast, and he put it back in, his hand in his breast, and when he took it out again, behold, it had become like other flesh, so he was healed. If it happens that they do not believe you, nor obey the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the last. And if they still don't believe these two signs, they won't even hear your voice. You will take from the waters of the river, and you will spill them on the ground. And those waters that you will take from the river will be blood on the earth. Then first Moses. This is a very emblematic passage. God appears to Moses, and God is commissioning Moses to an important task. First go with the people of Israel. Notify them that God had appeared to him and that he was going to take them out of Israel. And then I also had to go to Moses, the great man, the great leader. One of the greatest leaders he ever had, the people of Israel, he is fleeing, he is refusing, is making excuses for God. God tells him, go to the people and tell them that I have appeared to you. And Moses tells him, they're not going to believe me. They won't believe that you appeared to me. So God here is giving you signs, is giving him signs so that he has secure and so that they realize that Moses truly is, it's starting to say among no, is starting to move aside, is starting to run away, is starting to fade. Because God is telling him, well, that they are I better not go. Believe me. They're not going to believe me. Better this way, and God says no. Here are these tests so that they believe you. And it was also so that Moses stopped stepping aside. Then we see the great leader of Israel. We see the great Moses who freed the people that divided the sea in two parts, who led the people through the desert to the great Moses. At the beginning of his God-given commission, stepping aside, indeed the time of Moses, it is marked by the great miracles that God did through him. In the time of Moses, it was that the manna came down from heaven. It was that water came out of the rock. Moses was there, but first Moses was stepping aside. Great miracles happen throughout your life, but right now he is stepping aside. Says verse 10, then Moses said to the Lord, I have never been a man of easy words, neither before nor since you speak to your servant, because I am slow in speech and clumsy of tongue. And Jehovah answered him, who gave man his mouth? or who made the mute and the deaf and the seeing and the blind. And I will be with your mouth. And I will teach you what to speak. Here Moses was already direct and told him, you know I better not go. It's good that you gave me those signs, but I better not go. Better no. No sense. The Lord gave him security so that he could tell the people that Moses had resembled him, says, this is not because you know what it's hard for me to talk. My tongue got stuck. He told him that he told him it was proven. He told me that my tongue is
in Hebrew, he told him.
And the Lord tells him in. And who created you, basically, who created your mouth.
Special.
Hear verse 3, then verse 12, that tells you, I will be with your mouth, the Lord tells him. Moses begins to make excuses and begins to put obstacles, and the Lord begins to remove all. He starts to put them aside. Then since he told him, my tongue got stuck, and the man told him, the Lord told him, well, I'm going to make sure it doesn't get stuck now.
Oh Lord, he says, send.
And then the Lord was angry with Moses and said, I don't know your brother. Hey, Abraham levitates that he speaks well, and here he will come out to welcome you. And when you see you, your heart will be glad. You will speak to him and put in his mouth the words, and I will be with your mouth and with his. And I will teach you what to do. Then still, what the Lord tells him, I'm going to speak for you. I'm going to put the words. Your tongue won't get stuck anymore. Moses says, no better for him to go. You talk to him, right, and the Lord tells him, well, do you want me to go? Aaron is going to go, but you are going to talk to Aaron. It's you. So, I find this passage interesting,
just like all of us.
He had insecurities about himself. He knew that he did not have the capacity to do what God was telling him to do. I didn't have the strength to do it. The great leader of Israel did not have
Moses.
He didn't have the ability to do it. That's why he's stepping aside. That's why he's running away. That's why he's making excuses.
Because I didn't have the capacity to do it.
And that is the point to which God wanted to take it. Say, yes, you don't have the capacity, because I am going to do it in you. And the insecurities of Moses that I didn't know how to talk about, and anything that had escaped. To Moses, God says that it doesn't matter, because I'm going to do it, because I am sending you, because I'm going to speak through you, that you feel insecure and all that.
Put that aside,
because I am the one who is giving you security. That insecurity that they are not going to believe you, God appeared to you. He says that put it aside. I am giving you here the signs so that they believe you. If Moses had seen inside himself, and believing in himself wouldn't have been enough, because I wasn't able to do it, because he got tongue-tied, because I didn't know how to speak, because it was painful, because he preferred his brother to speak in public. I had no capabilities, and that was the thing, that I didn't have them, and that he felt insecure, and that
security came from God,
not from inside, not of their capabilities, not how good it was. His security did not come from there.
His safety came from God,
what he was saying, I will be in your mouth,
I will put the words in your mouth.
So, your insecurities, God is telling you,
put them aside.
It does not matter, because I am going to give you security. I'm giving it to you right now.
Then Moses says, I can't.
I don't have the strength. I don't have
God
the ability.
Him.
If you don't have it, because I'm going to give it,
I am giving you the strength.
I am giving you the ability. God's words to Moses are not, You are a champion. You are going to achieve it. Believe in yourself. God is not saying that to Moses. He is telling him, believes in me. And then things change. Because Moses said again, seeing his interior, seeing himself, I knew I didn't have the capabilities, and self-confidence is not what God wants. Not that we believe in ourselves, that we believe in God wants. That's what God is saying to Moses. So here I layer them up. They are not the abilities or weaknesses of Moses. What comes first? It's not believing in yourself. It is not feeling capable, but it is feeling incapable to realize that God is the one who can do it. God tells him, I will be with you. I am going to speak through you. First he tells him, I will be with you, and then he tells him, I will be in your mouth. I will be with your mouth. That is, he says it twice in the same dialogue. And Moses still says, the other one better go. Better him. My brother better go. How then does Moses go from becoming this man? Insecure in this man who flees. In this man who does not know how to speak according to him. How it becomes one of the greatest. Great leaders of Israel. It's not because of him. It's not because of his abilities. It is because he realized that and believed in what God was commanding him to do his will. And Moses realized that he could not have doing the will of God. But God is telling him how you can do it.
God was the one who gave him that strength.
To Moses, to
now
the great
we have
Moses.
Another example a little later.
Let's go, let's talk now about a prophet.
A well-known prophet.
Known as the weeping prophet, because I cried a lot. Jeremiah hurt a lot for his people. Jeremiah chapter 1. The great weeping prophet, he cried for his people. He cried for the sin of his people. He cried for the misfortune of his people. And Jeremiah has something similar to Moses,
or very similar, or almost the same as Moses.
There is Jeremiah chapter 1. I am going to read from verses 4.
What does it say in the following way?
So the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you,
before you were born,
I sanctified you. I made you a prophet to the nations. And I said,
Oh,
Lord Jehovah, here I don't know how to speak because I'm a child.
And the Lord said to me,
Don't say I'm a child, because you will go to everything I send you,
and you will say everything I tell you.
Do not fear before them, because I am with you,
says Jehovah.
And the Lord stretched out his hand on my mouth.
Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Look what I have put on you on this day,
over nations and over kingdoms,
to uproot and to destroy and to tear down. To build and to plant. The dialogue that Jeremiah has, it is basically the same thing that Moses had with God.
God tells him go.
Moses says, I can't speak. They're not going to believe me.
My brother Jeremiah better go.
I cannot speak, he says. I am a child. I was young Jeremiah when God calls him. And God responds in kind. He tells them both, I'll be with you. He says to both of them, I will put my words in your mouth.
He tells them both the same
Jeremiah
thing.
Was. I had a slightly more valid experience.
I wasn't younger.
More inexperienced. I didn't know about life. How young people are criticized.
It's just that he doesn't know.
Is that he has not lived? Is that he is still innocent?
Maybe I would have a more valid excuse.
Jeremiah, because he was young. But even, so that we would seem more valid to God, not. Moses was already a man, well bigger, older.
Jeremiah, no Jeremiah,
and still his pretext of being young, perhaps being inexperienced. It is precisely what God wants to lead you to.
Just like Moses,
Jeremiah, like Moses,
realizes that he does
what God
has
sending you to do. God is sending him to be a prophet to
carry your message.
Hey, the message is large numbers from God to the kings. And Jeremiah knows that he does not have the capacity.
He is young, he says, he is a boy.
Does not have the capacity, and that's where God wants to take you. If you don't have the capacity, but I'm giving it to you, the ability does not come from you.
It doesn't come from what you can or can't do.
It comes from what I am giving you to do. God is sending them both to fulfill a purpose. He is sending them with a task.
He is leading them to fulfill his will.
Both of them, and they both come out on their same pretext.
They just say, I can't.
It's just that I can't do what
you're telling
me. I don't have the ability. And that's where God wants to take them. Precisely because you do not have the capacity.
It's because I'm sending you.
Because I am going to give you the ability. So, you realize that
you
are not
doing
it because
you believe in yourself.
You don't do it because you are very good. You do it because I'm giving you the words, because I will be with you, amen. Then the dialogue of Moses and Jeremiah towards God is the same. I can't, and God's answer is mine is the same.
Yes, you can't, but I'm going to be with you,
and I'm going to give you the words. Jeremiah feels incapable. Moses feels incapable. Both are incapable. And it's not that apart from the fact that
they were really incapable.
God is sending them to do extraordinary tasks, to be a leader of a people of millions of people, and Jeremiah is sending him to carry messages.
They are going to make people uncomfortable.
That's why he's sending them to
complicated tasks
and how they can achieve it. It is not because of his ability Jeremiah goes.
He is in jail.
He suffers.
How do you fulfill that?
It is not because of his ability. Moses becomes the great leader. He is remembered for being the great leader of Israel.
How did he get there? Not because of his ability,
but because they both believed. And they realized that their strength came from God.
And that's the point Jeremiah couldn't.
Moses could not. But God could through them. The point here is not the prophets, it is not Jeremiah,
it is not Moses,
it is the strength of God in them. It is the capacity of God in them. It's not about Moses, it's not about Jeremiah,
it's about God.
It's not about us. It's about God in us. And there is a third character. What is with what? Which we find much later. A very well-known character. What is the Apostle Paul? Let's go to the letter. The Philippians, and this is the point. A central of all this. Here in Philippians, it is also a very well-known passage. Very. A also misused and precisely for that reason I want. Hey, I decided to take it. Philippians 4:13, which is one of the first verses I learned when I was a child. Philippians 4:13, I think we all don't know. What does it say is short? The verse that says, I can do all things through Christ. In third place, we have the Apostle Paul. We already talked about Moses in Cape,
trained by God.
We see Jeremiah
trained by God.
And now here we have the Apostle Paul, man commissioned by God. He saw the Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus appears to him,
and the Lord Jesus himself commissions it. 4. Bring the gospel to foreign people. That is to us. Moses becomes a Moses sorry. Paul becomes the first missionary, begins to plant the first churches of Gentile Christians, that is, Christians,
and God gives you that commission.
The Lord Jesus gives you that commission of apostle to the nations to Paul. And interestingly, when we see here
Philippians 8 is written by the apostle
when he is in jail, Paul is locked up for preaching the gospel and being imprisoned. He is writing a letter to believers, to Christians, who were in the city of Philippi. So, what is happening with Pablo here? Pablo is one of the most important bases of the church. The Lord Jesus Christ commissions it that way. And now at this moment,
the story is interesting.
Like
Pablo
other men
is in prison,
or other great men of God, Paul went through difficulties for preaching, specifically of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Because he preached that Jesus had risen, and that's why they imprisoned him. So, this passage of I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me,
it is a passage that has been misused.
Be misused to say yes to anything. What we propose to do, we can achieve it because the Lord strengthens us. If I want to achieve anything, that has to do with my personal interest.
I can achieve it because the Lord's
strength. This passage has been misused, because this verse, so well known and so short, teaches us a much deeper truth. There are some memes out there. One day I saw one of one that is a man trying to open a can. A cover, you see. One of those glass that is
and
hard
it has
to open.
Cover like this,
very hard, and he's trying to open it, and he's using force,
and is saying,
yes, I can because I can do everything in Christ. That strengthens me. And that's a meme, but that's how badly they use that.
There are people who say,
hey, your dreams you are going to achieve because Christ strengthens you.
And having seen what happened to Moses,
it seems somewhat contradictory to me. Think that's so. And there is no need to go
just
so far
what you are describing here.
Hear the same Apostle Paul. Because, well, I gave myself the task of explaining what is
happening with Jeremiah.
Because it is the same thing that
only
happens with the Apostle Paul.
We save.
The dialogue with the Lord Jesus Christ
with God.
Because Paul clearly already understood,
Pablo
already understood that his task,
it's something that comes from God,
and that it is not due to human capabilities.
Pablo already understood
the dialogue that Jeremiah and Moses had.
Pablo already understood it,
and more,
because
Pablo
God from the beginning chose A.A.
so that he could go and preach to the nations to carry. Hey, the gospel says Acts 9:15 for Gentiles to carry,
Kings and to those of Israel.
Well, Paul is having difficulty in this
passage.
He is writing to the Philippians. First, he is thanking the Philippians because now that he is in jail and who has gone through difficulties, the Philippians have been with him. Despite the distance, they have supported him. And Paul is thanking the Philippians who have been with him. And what difficulties, well, is in jail? To begin with, he is in jail. And verses behind for 13 says, I know how to live. 12, I know how to live,
and I am taught by
I know how to have abundance in everything, both to be satisfied and to be hungry, both to have abundance and to have need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. However, you did well to participate with me in my tribulation.
Pablo is talking about his situation.
Pablo is in jail. Pablo is not having it. Well, we would say it is not a comfortable place.
He's going through difficulties.
But he says,
I have learned to live according to my
situation.
And then he tells them,
and thanks to you for becoming part of my difficulties, of my tribulations, of my complicated moments. Paul has understood in Philippians. 1:29 says right here, in this letter, 1:29 says, because it is given to you because of Christ, not only that you believe in him,
but also suffer for him.
I mean, that believing in the Lord Jesus is something that comes
but
from God.
Also,
go through difficulties because of,
act as God tells us,
that we do, it is also something that comes from
a blessing coming from him. Paul understood this.
Pablo is understanding that in prison, that he is in jail, it's a blessing from God, because he who does not truly believe in the Lord Jesus,
he's going to get into trouble.
Who does not believe that the Lord Jesus has resurrected him? Sorry, you're crazy. You're going to get into trouble. All the disciples died for preaching the gospel. He who has not believed, well, why do you get involved?
The Apostle Paul, if he had not believed,
why is he in jail? Life would be easier, in a sense. So Pablo is directly signing, I can live fully because I know that God is with me. Because it doesn't matter my situation. If I'm having a good time, if I'm having a bad time, if I'm in jail or I'm at home, I can live fully because I know that God is with me, because God strengthens me, because this is not something about me, because this is not something of mine, but it is something that comes from God. I can live, says the Apostle Paul. Somehow I can live in the will of God, because Christ is the one who strengthens me. He is the one who trains me. Is saying the same thing. That Moses is saying the same thing as Jeremiah.
In the end, all three come to the same issue. No one can by their own ability.
None can. Because of how good it is, no one can fulfill the will of God itself if it is not Christ who strengthens us. All three are reaching the same point. It is not because of Jeremiah's abilities. Moses and Paul knew. The three who did not have the capacity. Moses and Jeremiah said it explicitly. Paul says, I can do it because Christ is the one who strengthens me. Dialogue is saved, as I say. We no longer have Paul's dialogue with God, with the Lord Jesus. This matter of him saying, I can't and
because
such,
he understands directly,
it's because God
that he can do it,
is the one who is giving you the ability to do it. That is why Philippians 4:13 teaches us a much deeper truth. We can fulfill the will of God because the Lord is the one who gives the ability to do it. Philippians 4:13 is telling us about that. If we want to fulfill the will of God, if we are seeking the will of God, we are only going to achieve it through the ability He gives us.